With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet and practice sustainable living. Today we present you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Go Veg, Be Green, Do Good via video conference with our association members in New York, USA on July 13, 2008.
Anybody home?
Yeah.
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're doing really well. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
We prepared a couple questions for you.
Sure.
The first question was, Master, that it seems that the advanced or rich countries are using most of Earth's resources.
Right.
Creating the most meat, creating the most pollution, or accounting for the major part of global warming.
Right.
But why does the first wave of victims seem to be in the poor countries, which have done very little harm to our planet, and how does karma work there? Thank you, Master.
We are all one. Rich people, poor people, we all one. When your finger gets hurt, your body feels hurt too. And the world economy also affected, or everything affected. Even it seems like the poor people got it first. But because we are all one, so it is arranged like this. So at least the rich ones can help the poor one. And meanwhile, they be waking up, and then the rich pay in financial contribution in any case. Suppose all the rich country people got the consequence first, or the rich country collapse first, then even the poor will also die. Because no mean for them to be helped at all. But if the rich country are not waken up and their merit runs out, then it will be their turn soon if they don't change after repeated warning. Remember in the Bible, King David, he did something wrong. Yeah? He killed the husband to take his wife. But then instead of he suffer, his subjects suffer the plague 3 days or more. You remember that?
Yes, Master.
And God even let him know that it is due to his sin. The thing is like this. Sometimes the father do something wrong, but the children got the blame. And if the children be harmed or get the blame or get hurt, that's even more painful for the father.
That's a great answer. Thank you, Master.
I am so sorry that the poor have to get it hit. I really am sorry. But suppose all the rich country get hit, then we all doomed.
Yes, Master, that makes sense.
So this is the mercy of heaven, so that at least the rich country can help the poor country, and they also wake up meanwhile. And then all will be saved. I'm very sorry about this. But anyway, the work of heaven is like that. And by the way, even if the poor, they get hit first, they suffer, but they would have paid their karmic debt, the retribution would have been paid in their part. And then even if they suffer the death, they will go to heaven.
Yes, Master, thank you. With the Master's help and blessing and many brothers' and sisters' selfless service and other good people's efforts to help save our planet from global warming, we have delayed many months of the point of no return for destruction. This brings great hope to the world. Does that mean that if we continue as we are doing now, the world will be saved?
Oh, you want me to put a guarantee stamp on it or a coupon or something?
We were just wondering if we keep doing what we're doing, does it look like we'll continue gaining more time?
Yes, yes. Good. It's good you're doing what you're doing. But the thing is, we cannot force people's will. We can only give them the alternative, the choice, and the conducive advice. And stand by and wait. And so that's what we do. So if you continue the way you're doing, then it will get more hope. You see? And if the world population join in vegetarian circle, at least 2/3 of them, and green technology and preserving forests and plant trees, etc., organic farming as well, a frugal lifestyle, every little effort helps along. Yeah? But I want it more so that we have assurance. So keep doing what you're doing. Also, please keep envisioning the positive picture of the good world, the world that you want it to be, where everyone lives in peace, in love, in safety. A vegan world, a heavenly abode, where all beings enjoy life without fear of one another, where all are treated with kindness and due respect. Just envision all that.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for being here with us, with me.
Yes. I have two questions. The first one, recently our initiates have been regularly joining New York street fairs and other activities to pass around SOS flyers.
Yes.
And we put on bus ads and also do vegan cooking demonstration shows. Just trying our best to spread the global warming and vegetarian messages. We found many positive changes as we go on. More people are more receptive to the idea of urgency of global warming.
Good.
More people become more vegetarian or more aware of that vegetarian helps. Also, more people like to watch Master TV when we played it on the street.
That's very good.
We have also noticed many positive changes in government administration policies. For example, New York City Mayor Bloomberg have made good green policies to the city. All the city-owned cars and even taxis are changed to hybrid cars. Yes, and lots of trees have been planted within the metro area. There's also a new policy required that every new or reconstructed home must have certain amount of trees planted in the property. So, Master, do you think all of these positive changes that we see indicate the rapid growth of conscious level of the people of the world? Is the planet Earth going to become a physical heaven soon?
Well, I don't know how soon, but I hope it's very soon. I hope what you hope. But all those positive changes do indicate, you know, the higher level of consciousness. As the world population become more aware of the ephemeral nature of life and how fragile the planet can be, and realizing their lifestyle habits should be changed. So now they begin to treat their environment with respect. They begin to have more vegetarian choice, and it's good to see, you know, etc., etc. All that changes is good. And if we hasten this process, there will be heaven on earth.
Right.
We have more than 2 years. I hope we can make it. Just change vegetarian diet. How easier can it be?
Yes.
I do hope we have heaven on earth soon, of course. But if everyone cooperate.
Right. Thank you, Master. Another question is, obviously we're going to try our best to save the planet, but when we first heard that the planet is going to be in danger and may be destroyed in 4 or 5 years, many people have mixed feelings. In one hand, it's a pity that many people, especially our young people, who may wish to live long, would lose the chance. But on the other hand, it would be also a relief if we don't have to be stuck in this suffering physical existence for too long. Since most of the people of the world already have been uplifted to third level or above, even after disaster they will be saved. So why is it that we have to save our physical planet, which is half broken already? Is there any spiritual reason that the physical existence on Earth is so important?
We don't save the physical planet for the sake of the physical planet. We save it for the people, who still want the planet. You must be a new initiate. I'm explaining to you now. First, because third level is not the ultimate level that one should achieve. Second, many are not yet there. Third, because those people who are uplifted to the third level through, you know, God's grace, they still want to live and to find out more about God. They are on the lowest of the third level, you know, maybe between some, you know, just over the border of the second. So they should be given more chance. Otherwise, it's okay. Whatever. As I have mentioned in the teleconference with San Jose Center a few days ago, even if there are just a small number, it's not all that small number. The minority, it means hundreds of millions. So it's still much suffering, even for one person. The suffering for him is unbearable for that person. If he has to fall into a hellish existence, we save the planet not for us, but for others who are still in darkness and in helpless situation, in helpless spiritual domain, with no spiritual rock to lean on. So they can catch up. Perhaps we wait until the last minute, and we're waiting as long as possible. It's okay for you to say that because you have spiritual protection from Master Power, because you are initiated and you are sure you know where you're going. But it's not a compassionate answer for many other people. Suppose your children love that rag doll so much. It's broken and it's full of her saliva and it's dragged all over the, you know, the floor since she was born. But she loved that toy. Yeah. If you take it away, she would feel very hurt because that's the only thing she loves, you know, as a child. And she loves it so much because she has been with it long time and it's so endearing to her. And if you take it away, it's like you take a part of her life. You understand that? Yeah? Even though you know that it's not very good for her to have such an old rag doll, but she loves it. Yeah? All you do is try to clean it as much as possible. Yeah? And give it back to her until she grows up. And then she will, you know, throw away herself. Or she keeps it up to her then. All right, darling?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll meditate more, okay? So that you understand why we have to save the planet. When we say save the planet, we don't mean save the planet. We mean save the people on it. And of course, they need the planet to live on, okay? For you, you feel so sure now, I guess, and detached from everything here in the world, that I understand. But still, we must have compassion for people who still want to stay here. That's one thing. And to wait for them to catch up with the spiritual, you know, progress, yeah, for their evolution. I'm waiting.
Yes, Master. Hi. I want to tell you something. We love you very much.
Hi. I love you too.
I have two questions too. You have introduced the alignment levels, human quality and noble qualities. Is there people who has high enlightenment level, like fifth level, but not much human quality and noble quality? Or another way, some people have high noble quality, but not high an enlightenment level quality. Which one is more important for the whole spiritual journey?
If people are on the fifth level, then high HQ, IQ or NQ will also be a part of their process already before they get there. You see what I mean? It's a process to get there with all that. They develop on the way. Yeah, it is important to have high NQ, of course, in order to represent the high level that one has attained inside. They all go together.
Yeah. Now, I have another question.
Sure.
Due to the grace of God, most of humans' level has been raised to a high level. How about other species of the planet? Good animals like horse and primitive animals like tiger, will we continue to have vicious animals on the planet if the planet has been saved?
The animals with good NQ or developed more NQ are already on high levels anyway. And of course they would be also elevated to a higher realm if they prove to be good while living in this world. If they're good to service to mankind or to their own kind anyway. Even the tigers, if their behaviors are good according to their situation, yes, they can also be elevated to a higher level. And if the planet is saved, we will still have them, the so-called vicious animal, but they will also change with time. They will change in their characters for the better. If not, there will be a natural elimination.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Go Veg, Be Green, Do Good. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.